Well, hi there, and we welcome you back to the DeMillo's on the Water podcast series. My name is Norm Karkos, and we say tis the season and the holiday season of giving and helping out those in need. We recognize those in need the most this time of year, but really it's year-round for many of us as we look at people 365, 24/7, looking to help them out. And that's really the goal of the Salvation Army. And we think about the bell ringers during the holiday season, but it goes way beyond that, and their mission is year-round. Joining us today, as always, from the DeMillo's family is Johnny DeMillo, as well as Mary Iris, and she is the director of Tools for Life with the Salvation Army. So, Mary, thank you for joining us here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Norm. Thank you, Johnny, for this opportunity and be on this beautiful boat this beautiful morning.
That's great. Well, let's start from the very beginning here. Let's tell us about the history of the Salvation Army and how it has evolved over the years. This has been around for almost two centuries now, right?
Right. Probably about 145 years. Yeah, you're right, a century and a half there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming on. It started in London, England in 1865, and Evangeline, William Booth, who founded it, his daughter came over, and she was brought it over to Portland, and we have now 4,000 Salvation Armies in the U.S. Mm-hmm. In 129 countries. Mm-hmm. So it's far-reaching, and it's great. We even have a liaison in the U.N., so it's great. We can do local, very, very local things, and also worldwide.
Well, as a nonprofit, what really makes the Salvation Army so special?
What's so special about it, I think, is that it looks at the whole person as very valuable because Jesus died for each one of us, so every person has a dignity and a value, and we respect that. So everybody that comes in has that moment one. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
For everybody who is familiar with the Salvation Army, they may not know its actual mission. So what is your mission on a daily basis? And I guess the big picture, too. So what is the overall mission, I guess?
Well, a message is based on the Bible, the ministry. It's motivated by the love of God. And from there, that's how all our programs follow through with a food pantry. We're actually the overflow shelter as well presently for the city of Portland. We have Tools for Life to help people get jobs, classes in English 5 days a week. So we see a lot of people that are homeless and recently homeless, and also folks that in this economy, it's very tough with the rents in Portland and everything. So we're seeing a great range of people that are, some of which are facing difficulties perhaps for the first time in their lives. Mm-hmm. But we're there for all of those folks, and it's a full circle. I mean, just being there is such a privilege, it makes my day, you know, just to have that opportunity.
Yeah. So we see this time of year down at the mall or down at some of the stores, the bell ringers, and we're very synonymous with the Salvation Army. So when people are giving and donating graciously to the Salvation Army, tell us about how this whole process works for donations.
Well, a lot of our donations actually come from the bell ringing during this time, and especially in the greater Portland. A lot of that money just funds these programs. I had mentioned the Senior Center, Food Pantry, Tools for Life, Anti-Human Trafficking, and more. So it's really important. And I have to say the bell ringers, when you see them, those are our superheroes, you know? And some of the folks, there's a few folks that are paid, and most people are volunteers, though. So like someone's law office or maybe real estate firm, I mean, if you wear your gear or something, there you go, and you can reach out to the community. And I love to do it because I can connect with so many people that sometimes I don't see frequently. So it's a great opportunity to do something good in the community, and also something good for yourself, because a lot of people don't have that friends and family and those kinds of things at Christmas, so it's a hard time. So there you go. You can help people by ringing the bells, help those folks, and help yourself. We connect with all the people in the community, so it's great.
Excellent. Well, Johnny DeMillo, if you could, comment on the DeMillo family's community-minded strategy with these charitable organizations over the many years and how the Salvation Army has fit with that strategy with your family over the last almost five decades or so, Johnny.
Oh, like Mary had mentioned, everybody that walks through the door deserves a helping hand, and it's kind of the same way when people walk in the front door at DeMillo's. Everybody's welcomed, no matter what your race, religion, creed. Everybody's welcome at DeMello's, so it just kind of makes sense to do business with Salvation Army.
What makes them specifically so unique, and why the DeMello family partnered with them, and what's so special about their organization as a nonprofit for you?
Oh, I probably 10 years ago was educated on their Tools for Life, which she brings a group of students, are we calling them students?
Yeah, yeah. Tools for Life participants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Participants. They come in, we host them. They come in, they have dinner in the dining room. You know, they're learning etiquette for dining out. They get dressed up. They write appreciation cards. They to see the process from beginning to end, and knowing that we can help them in that way, it's just good for us and good for everybody.
So, Mary, how can people donate to the Salvation Army? I mean, there are many different ways, of course, but I guess maybe in layman's terms, what's the simplest way and more elaborate ways of donating to the Salvation Army?
There's many different ways. I mean, you can just write a check to the Salvation Army Portland Corps to help the Portland area. You could also just go on the website, too, and the Portland SalvationArmy.org. Another thing you could do is just go to the Red Kettles. I mean, you can, like, often, just donate there. And you can always, 365 or whatever, you can always come in and donate to the Salvation Army. So I think those are different ways. And another thing is donating, like I'd like to just give the example of DeMello's on the Water as the best way of giving, truly, because the DeMello family and Johnny DeMello, they don't just give to the Salvation Army. They've opened up their whole business, their life. And so when we come in here with a group of Tools for Life participants, they are so excited. I mean, this is like their favorite, I have to say, their favorite class. Because we have finding a career, all kinds of different things. But when they come here, they are treated like royalty, really. We have a table on the water, and we have like a lunch. They select something there, but some of them, it's the first time they've been in a restaurant or certainly here, and it's so impressive that somebody cares so much about them to treat them this way. And another thing is Tony Quattucci gives, he's the kitchen manager, and he gives them a tour, a really great tour, and also gives them career advice at the same time. So it's a comprehensive thing. They get treated really nice to lunch. They also get introduced to the restaurant, some food service background, and some tips for their career. It doesn't really get better than that, because it's like they open up their whole life, their business, and then also Johnny or Steve usually come around, or Steve Jr., and just says hi to them. So they're seen, they're valued, and it's just a total experience. So it's the best. If everyone did this, we wouldn't have to do as much in the Salvation Army, because it would be being done here in the community. And this is a great way to lift everyone's boat in the water. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to comment then on that, John, and elaborate on that and follow up on that. So how and when did you first become involved with what Mary was speaking about here?
We've always had a Red Kettle on our front desk as long as I can remember. But probably 10 years ago, we started working with her Tools for Life group. Again, it was just a perfect fit.
Yeah. So when you see this come to full fruition, what she was speaking of there and helping people out, how does this make you feel? And you know, the DeMello family commitment to this, and I know it's going to be going on for many, many years, but how does that make you feel personally? And
it's always great to give back, but at this, it's so, there's such a direct connection when you get, you know, when you get thank you cards for what you've done for something that the majority of us all take for granted, going out to eat. You know, in Portland, we're so spoiled. We have so many restaurants to go out to, but there are so many people, like Mary said, that don't get to experience that.
Mm. Yeah. What other types of donations is the Salvation Army looking for? What as a whole, in the broad stroke of things here?
The Salvation Army Portland Corps, what it really needs now is is more money to operate all its different programs, because with what's happening in the economy and the rents and more asylum seekers that need help, but especially actually the infrastructure of Portland that needs help because of the whole economic situation. So I think when you help the Salvation Army right now in Greater Portland, you are helping your neighbor, you're helping your coworkers, you're helping your friends. So I don't know. I think that's a great way to click all those boxes. And and also you can come as a volunteer. We have free childcare for people that are learning ESL. And I mean, we even have one vice president of a bank that takes a long lunch and comes and does childcare. So I mean, so some people you could say, well, I'm busy working, but you know what? If you fit that in, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a good day, and you're going to get back more than you ever give. That's what I'm told over and over from the volunteers.
Yeah. Johnny, as a business person here in town, have you seen the Salvation Army continue to evolve and thrive, you know, in good economic times and in recessionary times? It's not an easy task. You've seen the businesses here. You've seen a lot of businesses come and go, and you guys have been very steady with your consistency for business here. But how have you seen the Salvation Army just maintain an even keel, I guess, if you will, through hardships and good times here in this area?
Well, with all the businesses around, obviously they don't survive without staff, without crew, and with the work that they do, they indirectly help all the local businesses maintain what they have to with helping the community. It's all tied together.
Right. But the number of people and the families that you served over time, I guess it's just, you know, you really can't put a number on this, I guess, per se, an exact number, but if you were to have an estimate of just how many people maybe yearly and what you do here in the city of Portland and maybe as a whole nationally, do you have a number, at least a ballpark figure?
Well, we help millions of people worldwide, but just in Portland, for instance, just for the Christmas assistance, there's usually around 2,500 children, maybe 1,000 families that get coats. We turn our gym into a big Santa's workshop, and the parents are individually guided by a volunteer through it to get things for their children, toys as well as warm winter clothing. But it goes on all year. We have people come for us, start coming for coats and boots and things like that as early as September or October, you know, and so we have the free coat program. We also feed a lot of people because we have the Tuesday night shelter meals, which seniors and the shelter families come over. So that's how we get to see them right off the bat when they're in the shelter, and help them from there and tell them about our program. So we're partners with Wayside too, and to do those community meals and. So there's just so many great community partners that help.
So what are the current needs here of the Salvation Army? We think in the year, you know, 2020, as we changed the calendar, you've been around for a century and a half, you would think, well, it's in cruise control, but it's not always the case like that. You have needs like anybody else, and especially as a nonprofit. So what are the immediate needs right now for the Salvation Army, I guess, for this holiday season, number one, and number two, as we look into calendar year 2020?
Okay. Again, there's just the financial needs, the dollar amount, because we're trying to reach our goal with the Red Kettles, I think it's over $190,000 we're looking for, upwards. And also, another thing that we really need is committed volunteers too to help maybe teach English, tutor people, do things like childcare and things like that, and also. Well, the biggest, I mean, in 2020 going beyond, we obviously need bell ringers right now. But I think what's really important is just people becoming educated on what is actually happening in the community. Because sometimes people go about their lives and they can live even a few blocks away and not know what's going on at the Salvation Army. There's a lot of homelessness in need, and also the opioid situation and mental health. And I think it would be, well, this is off track, but it would just seem like it would be a great place if there was a place that people could have a nice bed and sleep in. With mental illness, it's, I think, just unacceptable, and the drug treatment of, we have the ARC for men. I think it would be great if there was enough money so we could even maybe do something, have another treatment place for women, or expand and unite with other. But that's beyond my pay grade. I don't have any say over that. But there's the possibilities are limitless of what the Salvation Army could do, because it, in each Salvation Army, they're all kind of unique, because they match the unique abilities and talents of the staff and volunteers with the area and what the needs are for that particular area. And so basically, with the more support in every sort of way, financial, manpower, woman power, we can do the work that needs to be done here.
Yeah. And Johnny, if you could talk about your role with DeMillo's for the Salvation Army for the holidays, and as you look for the next calendar year as well, and you know, how much, when you start talking about that, when you start planning about that, when you start looking long term with DeMillo's and the Salvation Army, so your family's role here for the holidays and for next year, I guess, is the question.
Our plan is whatever Mary wants, Mary gets.
Those are dangerous words.
That's great. So we've got you got several pamphlets. You've got Salvation Army, like many other people. You're in digital media, the social world as well too, and things along those lines. There's a lot of information out there, but I guess the one thing it covers is such a wide range. I mean, we're looking at a pamphlet here that covers everything from emergency disaster services to seasonal assistance to Center for Healthy Aging. There's a lot of things that people just maybe aren't aware of right now, but you know, through the help of social media and through the help of working with the DeMillo family, I guess there's quite a bit of education to learn, but it's accessible out there, isn't it?
It is, and with everyone that feels like they have something to give, there is someone that is really wanting to receive your attention, your respect, your love, you know, whatever you have to offer. And it doesn't have to be money. It's the whole range of things too. So I think everyone has, you know, has a part to play, and we're happy to be there to help you figure it out if you're looking.
So what does the future look like for the Salvation Army? I mean, let's focus here right now with locally here in Portland and in the big picture, I guess, as well. So what does the future look like as we do turn the calendar here?
Well, the future looks... It looks bright. I mean, because we have faith. So no matter what's going on, it's really wonderful. We have a wonderful youth director, Chris Clark, and Jenny does anti-human trafficking, and they recently did the Sunday services. The children, I saw children that had been in the shelter just a few years ago playing instruments. They learned to play the trombone, the guitar, the drums. I saw them speak sermons that I wish I were as eloquent, so I could speak a sermon such as they did. And they were just brilliant. And I have so much hope for the future when I see the good work, and I'm happy to see it going on. So it's really great, and just come and join it. It's really a great thing. We have Sunday services at 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you want to take a peek, maybe you go to another church. But if you ever want to, you're always welcome in any capacity, any day of the week.
And Johnny, would you like to elaborate on that with the future of the Salvation Army?
With what we've been doing in the past, again, it's just a good fit for us. If she wanted to double our efforts, we'd be more than happy to do that. I'm sure there's other programs. If her and I, you know, sat down together really brainstorm, I'm sure we could come up with some more.
Sure. So we got about 30 seconds remaining here. If you could, Mary, just talk about how can people get involved with Tools for Life?
The Tools for Life program is every Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30. Well, it varies. We have a series of cooking classes coming up in January 7th on, so that might be a collaboration with the DeMillo family too. So we're working with Good Shepherd and on that, and so we're, and Cooking Matters. So they get a certificate, and then we do Serve Safe. They'll get another certificate. We also, besides the Tools for Life, we also sometimes do other things like CPR classes and just different things, because folks might want to get into the food business, some want to get into the medical, and it's just like trying to edge people forward in small ways and just like little building blocks toward perhaps their future goals.
you're the right people and the right restaurant for that. So, Johnny DeMello, thank you for joining us from DeMello's on the Water. Mary Iris, Tools for Life Director, Salvation Army. We want to thank you, and we'll talk to you again with our DeMello's on the Water podcast series.